Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, a preferred bidder for Emirates Water and Electricity Company's 1.5 gigawatt Al Dhafra solar IPP is expected to be announced this month. On our third-party news tracker service, the Export Guarantee Fund of Iran, the state-owned export credit agency, has raised the ceiling of its coverage to help support businesses affected by the COVID-19. The head of the State Enterprise Policy Office at Thailand's Finance Ministry has outlined a plan for a $31 billion investment in PPPs for the period 2020 to 2027. South Africa's struggling state-owned utility Eskom has sent letters to its coal suppliers warning that it could declare force majeure if demand continued to drop during the nationwide coronavirus lockdown. And international law firm Norton Rose Fulbright has appointed banking and finance lawyer Nick Robinson as partner in its Dubai office. Over in the commodity finance industry, Glencore will reverse its earliest decision to shutter its Zambia subsidiary, Mopani Copper Mines, if it reaches an agreement with the Zambian government, the company said on Monday. Norwegian oil and gas group Vår Energi has appointed Bjørn Thor Ribbesen as VP Field Development and Projects. And last but by no means least, in this trade finance sphere, Germany's KfW has released the first edition of its KfW IFO, Credit Constraint Indicator, to monitor and assess the supply of credit to SMEs and large-scale enterprises during the coronavirus crisis. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said he was still not persuaded that the government should offer 100% guarantee to banks which lend to small businesses hit by the coronavirus. And research by Bayern Union shows a robust response to the COVID-19 pandemic from the export credit insurance industry. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.